Bava Metzia, Perek Hei, Mishnah Yud Aleph. This Mishnah will delineate for us the various lavim, the various negative prohibitions in the Torah that can be violated in the process of either borrowing with interest or lending with interest or having any participation in a loan of interest. The Mishnah says, Ve'elu Ovrin Belo Saseh. These are the people who will be in violation of one lo saseh or another, one negative prohibition or another. Hamalve, the lender. Vahalove, the borrower. Veha'arev, and the guarantor. Somebody who guarantees a loan that has ribis is also in violation. Veha'edim, and the witnesses, those who bear witness and sign the document of a halva, of a loan that has ribis. Vahachamim omrim, the chachamim say, even another person. Afa sofer, even the scribe, whose job it is simply to write the facts of the loan, is also over. He's also in violation. And now the Mishnah will list some of the lavim, some of the negative prohibitions in the Torah that one can be in violation of. Over mishum lo sitain, they are in violation of lo sitain. That's referring to the pasuk that says, "Es kaspecha lo sitain lo b'nashech." You should not give your money with nashech, with interest. V'marbis lo sitain achlecha, and with marbis ribis, you should not give your food. Your food should not be given with ribis either. The Rambam says that's actually two different lavim. And so there can be a violation of those too. Umishum lo sia lo kenosha. Also, there's a prohibition of you should not be, this is going on the lender, should not be an oppressive creditor. And one, by lending with ribis, that's certainly being oppressive. Umishum lo si simun alav neshach. You should not place upon him neshach, upon him ribis. Umishum, also in violation of v'lifnei iver lo sitein michshol v'yareisem elokech ani Hashem, the famous pasuk of that you should not put a stumbling block in front of a blind person, in other words, causing somebody to sin, and you should fear Hashem ani Hashem. That this pasuk is teaching us that you shouldn't cause anybody to be in violation of ribis, and of course, anyone who does an iser together with another person, they do something wrong with another person, is causing them to sin, and it is a violation of the iser of the lav of lifnei iver lo sitein michshol. Now the Gemara actually breaks up these various lavim and tells us who is in violation of which. The Gemara says that the malve, the lender, he is in violation of all of the above, all of the lavim. That's all the ones that are mentioned in the Mishnah. The borrower, he is in violation of lo sashich la'achicha, which is actually not one of the lavim that's mentioned in the Mishnah. It's actually understood that you should not create neshech for your brother, and that's understood by Chazal. They make a drasha and understand that you should not cause your brother to bite you, to do neshech to you. He should not do ribis to you, so therefore the borrower is causing the lender to do ribis to him. And similarly, the same similar pasuk is ulachicha lo sashech, would also the borrower would be in violation of. And of course, he's in violation as well of lifnei iver. That causes, that's both the malva and the lova. And the guarantor and the witnesses, they're only in violation of losi simun alav neshach. You should not place upon him neshach. And according to the chachamim, the sofer, the scribe, would also be in violation of losi simun alav neshach.